What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. Now, before we go ahead and get started, I want to go ahead and tell you guys about Disrupt Week. Now, Disrupt Week is an amazing, amazing event. It's a week-long, yes, you heard me right, a week-long networking entrepreneurship-based event in San Juan, Puerto Rico. My God, you want to go network with somebody? Go network in paradise. Network in San Juan, Puerto Rico. From October 19th to October 26th, Disrupt and Build Your Empire are hosting this event, Disrupt Week, to help bring 50-plus speakers and 500-plus attendees together to network and make the world a better place. Now, if you want to come to this event and listen from speakers like Anthony Delgado, Chris Delgado, Casey Adams, John Malott, Alex Quinn, Sam Bakhtiar, Stephen Campolo, the list goes on and on and on and on. If you want to hear from people like this, go ahead and hit me up in my DMs on Instagram at @Chase_Henderfit. Let's go to Puerto Rico, baby. Let's make it happen. Now, that's it for that. Let's continue on with the show. What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. I'm your host, Chase Henderfit, and today we're doing a solo episode. Yeah, we're kind of going off the ropes here. If you follow me on Instagram, you might have seen my story where I said I was going to do 60 pieces of content in 60 days. This was inspiration from Brody Kern, a coach and mentor of mine, who said he was going to do 60 podcasts in 60 days. Now, I had to be real with myself and go, okay, I don't know if I can do 60 podcasts in 60 days, but I definitely know I can do 60 pieces of content in 60 days. That's very doable for me. So this is going to be that first piece of content of 60 over the next 60 days, and I really hope you enjoy it because this one's going to be something that's, you know, really changed my life when it comes to a health perspective. And it really is going to be the thing that connects the health is wealth, you know, mentality. You know, there's a lot of people saying health is wealth this, health is wealth that, but where's the connection? Well, you know, that's where I'm going to make the connection today. And because when you're an entrepreneur and executive, you know, one of the things is that you sacrifice so much, you know, because they say the more you sacrifice in the beginning, the more you'll receive in the end. You know, pay the price now to pay any price later, as Grant Cardone puts it. You know, this rings very true when it comes to making sacrifices with frivolous things, you know, like eating out one less time a week or going out and drinking with friends one less time a week. You know, these are small sacrifices to pay that may result in some sort of discomfort or, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out in the short term, but are going to result in a hell of a result in the long term when it comes to your business endeavors. But what happens when you start making a ridiculous amount of sacrifices in life? What happens when you start sacrificing your health for the sake of building your business or your brand? You may think that sacrificing all that extra sleep or going out as opposed to, or, you know, stopping or in eating out more as opposed to meal prepping may give you more time to grind, but these cause so much more damage than they do good. You know, when you're looking at some of the uber successful people of the world, what do the vast majority of them have in common? Yeah, money and influence are the obvious ones, but there's something much deeper than that. Most of these individuals exude confidence and great energy in all of their interactions. I mean, heck, energy is one of the five main currencies of the world. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and go back to the episode with Andy Audate. We actually had a whole discussion on what the five main currencies of the world were, and energy is one of them. And honestly, in my opinion, it's one of the most important. Having a full tank of gas is vital to your success. If you don't believe me, let's have an example. You know, think about a car. Well, actually, in this case, two cars. These specific cars only have 1 gallon tanks. Crummy cars, I know, but it makes the example easier, and I don't have to do a lot of math. So let's say this 1 gallon of gas will take each car 20 miles. One car has a full tank, and the other only has half a tank. Which one's going to go farther? I really hope you got this one. The car with a full tank is going to go the full 20 miles. Whereas the car with only half a tank is only going to go 10 miles. This is equally representative to life and business. You know, two CEOs or owners of companies are competing and are looking to be top dogs in their space. The one who is in better health and has more, you know, quote unquote, gas in the tank is the one who will be able to work harder and longer than their competitor, making their company the number one company in their space. Now, you might be thinking like, well, how exactly do I fuel myself to optimize for success? It's quite simple, and this is really where that health is wealth comparison comes into play. And I kind of simplified it down to five main things. The first one's drink plenty of water. Second is you got to get like 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Third is you got to eat whole foods and you got to learn how to meal prep. The fourth is you got to exercise regularly. And fifth is you have to develop a consistent routine. Now, I'm going to go a little bit more in depth in these because it's not just like I don't want to throw these at you and be like, okay, this is it, go for it. No, I want you to, I know that you're looking for an explanation. It's like, okay, why is that important? Well, I'm going to tell you. So first off, drink plenty of water. Your body is mainly made up of water and other liquids that are used to regulate and promote proper function throughout your body. So why wouldn't you provide your body with the resource that it needs most? You know, a lot of people say like your body's 90% water. That's not really the case. It's like 50 to 60. But even then, that's a huge majority of your body is made up of water. You know, not only is water great for just your overall health, but it also helps you maintain regular energy levels throughout your day, as well as regulate your metabolism. With all that extra energy that you've now supplied your body, you'll be able to crush your days and completely destroy your daily tasks that will help you move the needle forward in your business. Now, we'll get on to the second point. You got to get 6 to 8 hours of sleep. You know, sleep is vital to your well-being and your success. So many entrepreneurs think that the 5 a.m. grind is the only way to success. They see these millionaires and billionaires talking about how early they get up and how waking up early is the bee's knees. But what they don't know is how early these individuals are going to sleep. You may not realize it, but these people are going to sleep sometimes earlier than the average person because they also understand just how important getting quality sleep really is. Now, you have your outliers like Richard Branson, who only really gets about 5 hours of sleep a night, but that's a number that works for his body, so that's fine for him. The majority of us can't function at 100% with only 5 hours of sleep, so we need more sleep to make sure that we are at our peak performance level. I know for me, I need bare minimum 7 hours of sleep in order to function like properly throughout the day, or else I am groggy, I am just zonked out, I can't do anything. I need at least 7 hours, and then I'm good to go. You know, think about it like this. You can think of it like a phone. You can't expect it to do anything if its battery is completely drained. So what makes you think you can run without any energy in the tank either? Start tracking how much you're sleeping for the next couple of days and see which amount of time makes you feel most rested and implement that into your routine. You know, I did this for me. I was thinking, okay, can I sleep for 5 hours? No. 4 hours? No. 6 hours? Better. 7 hours? Yes. 8 hours? Yes, but you know, it was a little, I was already feeling it at seven, so I really didn't need eight. So I only do seven. You know, this is so important. I cannot emphasize this enough. You know, your sleep is vital for recovery when you go to work out or just like giving your brain enough time to recuperate after a long day and making sure that you can destroy the days to come. Now, the third point is eating whole foods and learning how to meal prep. Now, this one is probably the most obvious, but for some reason, it is the most missed aspect of the health of an entrepreneur. We've all heard the saying, you wouldn't give a Ferrari regular gas, would you? You need to fill it with the best stuff. Same goes for your body. I mean, the difference between those who have perfect physiques and are top performers in their space to those who don't and aren't is their nutrition. Top-level entrepreneurs know that what they put into their body is important. So that's why a lot of them use meal services or have people that will make them high-quality food. If you're just starting out, you probably don't have that luxury, which means, sorry, it's time to learn how to meal prep. Meal prepping is boring. It may seem like a waste of a couple hours, but those couple hours are going to save you time during the week as opposed to eating out well. And if you don't believe me, think about it this way. I actually did the math. It usually takes about 2 to 3 hours to properly meal prep every Sunday. And I usually say every Sunday because, you know, not a lot of people are doing things on Sundays. You know, it takes about 2 to 3 hours so that every meal throughout the week is taken care of. You know, I might be thinking like, oh, that's so much time. Well, you know, let's say you eat out for every meal instead. Like you're going out to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever. You could use a service like Uber Eats, which will deliver you the food, but you're going to be paying like 10 times what you would have paid had you just prepped. Even if you go out to get your own food, you're wasting about 10 minutes minimum going to get, wait for, and bring home your meal if it's all fast food. 3 meals a day, that's 30 minutes a day. 7 days a week, that's 3.5 hours. You have just spent a half hour to an hour and a half more getting fast food than if you had just prepped at home. Not to mention how out of shape, out of energy, and unhealthy you will become if you live that lifestyle. You know, look, just save your money, save your time, learn how to meal prep on the weekend. That's really all I can say there. You're going to save so much time and money by doing that. It's ridiculous. The fourth point is you got to learn how to exercise regularly. Now, I'm sure by this point, you've probably heard that in order to get in shape and change your physique, you'll need a solid workout routine. And that's very true. However, some of the reasons why you would work out are still a little blurry. And I'm going to clear that up for you. One of the supposed benefits to exercise is that you feel less stressed. But how is this? Basically, you know, in layman's terms, by exercising, you're causing the release of a ton of hormones in your body that allow you to keep pushing forward. Afterwards, your body goes through a correctional period where it tries to readjust after a strenuous workout. And by doing this, you're allowing the body to have a better grip over your hormones, leading to decreased stress and an increased mood. You know, and another benefit of physical exercise is improvement of your mindset and getting a boost in confidence. You know, you might be thinking like, okay, well, I've heard of that, but you know, why is this? Why does this happen? You know, but by putting your body through continual stress, you're forcing it to overcome obstacles. Just like in business, if you overcome an obstacle, you'll start to feel more confident. Likewise, by breaking through physical obstacles and milestones, you're teaching yourself that you are capable of pushing through even when the going gets tough. This increases your capability to improve after every workout, and this will actually spill out into other facets of your life over time. It's kind of like the whole thing, like you got to fill up your cup to fill up other cups. Same thing with different facets of your life. Fill up the health cup, and it's going to pour into all the other cups in your life. And then the fifth one is you got to develop a consistent routine. Now, I've given you the main principles of living a healthy lifestyle, but if this is all new to you, it may seem like a chore and a half to be able to do all of this right out of the gates. You know, how do you live an actively healthy lifestyle while also running a business? You know, you need to get really good with time management and develop a consistent daily routine. And when it comes to developing a routine, there's no one-size-fits-all routine. You know, I know that there's tons of different routines from tons of different people online that go, oh, this is the best one. This is the best one. No, it's that one works best for them and this one works best for them. You know, my best advice to you is to do some trial and error and seeing what works for you on a day-to-day basis. Actually, a really good example, something I kind of used to dictate how I was going to do my schedule was something by Greg, an entrepreneur. God, I'm messing up here. An entrepreneur named Craig Ballantyne. And he actually developed something called the Perfect Week Formula. It's a book, and there's actually just like a picture you can Google, you know, find on Google. I highly recommend you get the book because it goes like more in depth as to like the different parts of it and like why it's important. But you can just easily find a picture of it's like a seven day week thing where it's the perfect week. You can use that as an example. And you know, I'll go ahead and also give you my average weekday routine as an example as well. So, you know, on a weekday, typically I'll wake up around like 5:30. And then from 5:30 to 6:30, I'm going through my morning routine. You know, I'm actually, you know, since I'm doing the 100-day challenge, this is where a lot of that 100-day challenge stuff comes into play. You know, my progress picture, my meditation. I try to chug a lot of water to get down that gallon as quick as I can. You know, a lot of that happens during that morning routine stage for about an hour. And then from 6:30 to 7:30, I try to hit the gym. Now, this isn't every single day where this happens. You know, I'm also, you know, still in college, so I might have something come up with school that I have to take care of. Or, you know, for one day of the week, I have a class that's like super early, so I have to get everything together for that class. So sometimes, you know, the gym might either happen during that time or it might end up happening like way later on at night. Depends. But this is typically the time I've got blocked out for the gym. Now, from 7:30 to 10:30, I do my online training client work. So I'll go in there and see like, okay, who needs my attention? What do they need changed? What do, you know, what are they doing good at? What do they need help with? That's usually when I do that. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., this is kind of like the bulk time for when I go to my classes. You know, I'm still in college, so I've still got a couple classes left until I'm done. So this is typically the time frame of when those classes usually end up happening. And then from 2 to 3, you know, this is very important. I highly recommend you do this. I scheduled a period of downtime because, I mean, you know, you can grind your face off 24/7, 7 days a week. But damn, dude, like sometimes you just need a break. And I'm actually going to do a whole podcast episode on this again later. It's like, you can grind as much as you want, but some of us can't grind 24/7. I know I can't. Like I literally can only go in like certain spurts. That's why like I've got my spurt of online client work. Then, you know, school is kind of like, yeah, whatever. I'm kind of there downtime. And then I get right after that from actually 4 to 6, I get on to my podcast. You know, I like, okay, do I have any interviews coming up for the podcast? Do I need to schedule an interview for the podcast? Is there any editing, like last minute editing that needs to be done? Do I need to post it? That's kind of what happens there. And other like kind of sort of to-do list things happen there as well. And then from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., that's where I do a lot of my progression with my in-person client work. So I'm actually developing my in-person personal training business right now. So actually, if any of you listening are in Tallahassee, Florida, you're looking for a personal trainer, hit your boy up. I'll be glad to help you out. And that's like the time I've dedicated to my in-person client work. But, you know, if I don't have any clients during that time, I'll, you know, get back to my online client work or I'll go into the podcast and other task clicks, things I have to do or unfortunately, since I'm still in school, homework. But, you know, this is like sectioned out pieces of time for different pieces of work. 10:30 is usually when I wind down, and 11 p.m. is lights out, done. I am in bed, boom, done. Now, again, this whole schedule, this works for me, and it might not work for you. Now, I recommend you use this routine and the perfect week formula as a foundation to build your own routine that fits your schedule. And you'll also notice, you know, if you listen back, that I grouped everything into specific sections. And this is something that I actually got from a coach of mine, Brody Kern. Time blocking, you know, by blocking your time into specific sections, you allow for better organization of your time and of your days. That way you don't end up working till 2 a.m. every night feeling like you're behind, you know, like, oh, well, I did this all day, but I didn't do any of this all day. Like, no, just section it off into specific sessions throughout your day, and it's going to make a hell of a difference. Now, those are the five different things. You know, we'll go back over them really quick. Is you got to drink plenty of water, get 6 to 8 hours sleep a night, eat whole foods and meal prep, exercise regularly, and develop a consistent routine. You know, those are the big five core principles that I really try to push when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, I want to leave you on this. Your health really does equal your wealth. You know, your wealth is created by how much time, effort, and energy you put into creating it. If your body is not at 100%, you will not reach 100% of your goal, period. So if there's anything you should be prioritizing when it comes to your overall success, it should be your health. Because, I mean, it's getting a little dark here. Because if you die due to being unhealthy, you cease to accumulate wealth. All of your efforts will not matter anymore. You can't take your money with you, so it will all have been for nothing. Harsh words, I know, but that's a fact of life. Not only will you be able to apply yourself more in your work if you stay healthy, but you will also live a happier and more fulfilled life by doing so as well. So thanks, guys, for listening to this week's episode, or not this week's, just today's episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. I really hope that this was able to provide a lot of value to you. If you got any questions, comments about anything from this episode, feel free to DM me on Instagram at chase_henderfit. And if you ever have any sort of fitness, business, Kaizen, you know, like personal development questions at all, feel free to ask me that on Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn, Chase Henderson on LinkedIn. You can also find me on YouTube. I'm gonna try to get into the YouTube game. I've seen that it's a lot of work on that end too. So that's actually where I do a lot of the video versions of my interviews. So if you ever wanted to watch any of my interviews, like the video version, you go on YouTube and watch those on there. Again, Chase Henderfit on there. So, and then I've also got my website coming out, and I would really appreciate if you guys go check that out and let me know what you think about it. Now, I'm not like super tech savvy, so I mean, it's not going to be the best website in the world, but you know, I really hope that this is going to be a hub for information and value for you for the future. So thank you guys for listening to today's episode of the Young, Healthy, Wealthy Show. And until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy.